Have you ever gone walking in the morns on a blustery day like today? It would be a challenge. But over the last 3 weeks, it would have been a joy. With the showers coming tomorrow, it may be just too much for you. On the drier weather on Sunday, it could be the delightful thing to do. You don't want to do it if it's too warm. You don't want to do it if it's too cool. You don't want to do it if it's too dry. You don't want to do it if it's too wet. If you haven't done it, just get out and do it. Apparently, it is the most wonderful thing to take on, a good hike through the Mourne. And the new chair of Muir and Mourne District Council, very keen to promote it. There is a Mourne International Walking Festival, and it's pretty successful. Mark Mornin is the chair. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
And what would you say to people who haven't tried the Mourne yet?
Well, Frank, you and I probably know the Mourne are the most beautiful place in Northern Ireland, if not Ireland. It's very accessible for all people of all abilities, and we want to get them over into the Mourne and give them the opportunity. There's walks from 10 to 40 kilometres for all ages and all abilities. There's local guides and experts, primarily for the upland routes, but the lowerland stuff for the those who haven't experienced the hiking yet, they can get through walking trails in the forests and glens, everywhere that's accessible around the Mourne.
And Friday the 22nd to Sunday the 24th, it's particularly busy because a lot of effort's going into marking this International Walking Festival.
Yeah, we're celebrating 20 years of showcasing the fantastic scenery and warm welcome of the Mourne region. And it's based out of Newcastle this year in County Down, at the foot of the mountains, and the registration and festival hub is there. There's also options for staying overnight in Newcastle and plenty of great places to eat for those wanting to make a weekend of it.
It's amazing, isn't it, you know, that we have such a golden gem, such a beautiful work of nature. And some people who I have conversations with have never been beyond the promenade in Newcastle. They've never taken the step to go anywhere close to the actual raised areas. Now, you don't have to be at the top of Donner to be in the Mourne. You can be in Hilltown. You can be in, you know, you could be in Rathfrieland and enjoying a sense of the Mourne. You can be in Ballymartin and looking out to sea, or coming along by Anna Long and being in the Mourne. There's more to it than climbing Donner.
Yeah, of course there is, and it is accessible through all those areas you talk about by road for those who don't want to get in. But I would encourage people, once you get into the heart of the Mourne, the scenery is breathtaking, and the experience there of being able to, and most of the time you're there on your own, so you can be sitting having a cup of tea and overlooking and lakes that you probably didn't know existed. So I would encourage people, take this opportunity, get down, get registered, get a guide, and get up into the heart of the mountains and see what they're really like.
Absolutely, absolutely. You paint up a good picture there. There are lakes up there you literally don't know exist. www.visitmournemountains.co.uk. Get yourself registered and become involved in the Mourne International Walking Festival. If you have a joyful story to tell us about the Mournes, feel free, 02890 333 105. Even a challenging story, we're happy to hear from you. Mark Mornin, Chair of Council, thank you very much indeed. So the invitation has been issued. And the great outdoors, let's make the most of it this summer.